Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar across the state this week.
Sure. Well, we can start with the upstate. I thought I'd talk about something that might have flown a little bit under the radar, quite literally, and that is Maersk announcing that it launched its inaugural international cargo flight from Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport to South Korea, and that actually happened on Halloween. That marked the first international cargo flight from South Carolina to Asia, so that's a huge deal. You know, Maersk is saying this is going to open up trade with Asia throughout the entire southeastern U.S. And, you know, it's happening right here in our backyard, and especially with the recent investments from companies like BMW, Bosch, and Walmart. So I assume Maersk is going to tap into all that momentum with this international flight.
Yeah, great news. Well, let's keep moving across the state. What's happening in the Midlands?
Yeah, so Midlands, the big news out of there recently was the announcement that Richland Mall, the long maligned mall there, has been purchased by a group. It's called Southeastern Development, which is out of Augusta. And plans are for a $100 million reimagining of that site. And so what they're talking about there is a mixed-use development that includes retail, a brewery or tap room, and green space for events and concerts, even a grocery store, and apartments. And it has the folks in Forest Acres calling this the single largest economic development investment in the city in 35 years.
Well, that mall has certainly...
Yeah, you can probably speak to that, can't you?
Yeah, that mall has certainly seen tough times, for sure. And so this has to be welcome news to the residents around Forest Acres.
Right. And, you know, Forest Acres is having a lot of action lately. We had another story with four other national retailers and restaurants coming in there. So it's definitely having a moment. And it's really good to see space like a dilapidated mall. And I don't mean to be unkind, but I haven't been to that area lately. But, you know, being new to the area, I've seen my share of malls that, you know, are seeking new life. And I've heard stories about the Richland Mall. So it's great to see something going in there to possibly reinvigorate that area.
Absolutely. And now how about along the coast?
Yeah, down in the Lowcountry, some big acquisition news. Voya Financial has agreed to buy Charleston-based Benefit Focus. That's a well-known cloud-based benefits administration and technology company. That deal is worth $570 million. So that one was a bit of a surprise to see hit the email. Voya is a similar company, health, wealth, and investment company. So Benefit Focus touches about 25 million people on its platform. And combined with this merger with Voya, it's expected to serve about 38 million individuals. So a big increase for them. And that deal is expected to close in the first quarter of 2023. So some big M&A news out of the Lowcountry recently.
And now, did they mention whether they will be keeping the headquarters in South Carolina for Benefit Focus, or is it going to just be merged right into Voya, which is a big, you know, international company?
Yeah, that's a good question. And they did not release the details on that. So we're hoping to learn more. Yeah, definitely don't want to lose that presence there in the Lowcountry with Benefit Focus. It's a big company. And I didn't realize it was publicly traded. And the stock obviously jumped quite a bit after this announcement.
All right. Anything else?
Some other big news out of Lowcountry. Bosch announced late October that they're investing $260 million to further expand production of electrification products. You know, going back to my initial conversation about BMW and, you know, everything that's happening up there, you know, Bosch is getting into the electric vehicle world here in the Lowcountry and as well as the upstate. They're all over the place, right? So the new assembly area that they're going to build includes production of rotors and stators and the final assembly of the electric motors. So, you know, it's a crucial part of this electric vehicle industry. As we talked about before, South Carolina is really seeing some momentum in that sector.
Well, Jason, as always, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time too, Mike. Appreciate it.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.